When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's always...
What?
What? Hello?
There we go.
Who's running this?
I was turning my headphones were up, down too low. I didn't know I was talking. Good Lord. Always fun having Psychic Andy on. Yesterday's episode was great. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Subscribe so you never miss another episode again.
Speaking of that... As a matter of fact, there was a question while we were doing that somehow. Well, at the very end, we were talking about Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
And he mentioned all the Husker stuff that was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had a couple of ideas of why. And so I literally looked it up. I had to. And Nebraska Film Association on Facebook actually has a thread from a couple years ago. Somebody said, does anyone know why what the Nebraska connection is in the original Teen Wolf? There are Husker signs throughout the film, vehicles with Husker plates, Nebraska plates.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The interesting thing is in the end credits, and they have a screenshot of it, it has all the thank yous and Los Angeles Board of Education, City of Pasadena, Bulk's Hardware, and friends in Fremont, Nebraska.
What?
And so I'm like,
okay,
what? And so I get to looking. And a couple of comments that came in here, and one of the comments, Aaron Parks, and we've talked to him before, but he said they came to Fremont High, did research on how teens lived, apparently in the Midwest, because, you know.
Right.
You know, we're different. also known as how teens party in the Midwest. So my dad was a basketball coach at the time. And then ended it with, always hated that movie. Ha ha. They picked Fremont for research by literally throwing a dart at a map.
No way.
And another one said there were interviews that were inspired many of the scenes. So they were talking to the kids. And Rod Daniel, he must have been tied to the movie where the movie and went to Nebraska where the movie is set.
I don't think they ever mention that. They don't ever mention it at the name of, they might mention the name of the town, but they never say Nebraska because I've watched it a million times even listening for that specific thing. Yeah.
And it literally, there's a couple of screenshots that they showed and there's a picture of him in school getting ready to walk in. It looks like going to the gym and there's a sign facing him. So it's backwards to us on the glass. It just says no students allowed. Right below it is a Husker power.
Husker Power sticker or sign or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's in the school that all these Nebraska stickers and the Nebraska references in the school, but it takes place in Nebraska.
I mean,
did not know that. And now I have to watch it again.
Yep. Well, and I guarantee you will not see, other than the visual references, they never mention Nebraska ever out loud to Nebraska.
There's a picture of him in his kitchen and there's a Husker calendar on the wall with all the dates.
Yeah. I know. Right? Yeah. I didn't notice that right away. It was after, because back then we saw it at the drive-in, and then I waited till we got the tape six months later, and I was watching it at home thinking, and then, oh my gosh, what?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I never made that connection.
Yeah.
Didn't even notice it. And all the years we've never talked about this?
I don't think so. Must not have.
I don't know how that happens. How could that possibly be virgin territory as Teen Wolf?
And the fact that it was thrown, they threw a dart at a map. That's nuts.
Literally. And I guess that came from IMDb. So,
But still.
So, still pretty good reference. That's crazy. All right. So, anyway. So, cleared that up. Thanks, Andy, for bringing that to the table. and then another thing I had to ask you about, because I know you're the authority on this. There were some pictures that were on social media. It doesn't really matter who, what, where, but it had some people in a twist because it was a party.
Okay.
A kind of a celebratory party that was happening on one of the coasts.
Okay.
And somebody was using, they had Ritz crackers and spray cheese.
Yum.
Oh God! Right? I'm just like God. Don't you remember that video I posted? The one where it shows you the literal hole in the middle of the Ritz crackers. You can put it on the top of the spray cheese,
and it squirts it. Yes,
and it goes right up, and then it makes it spin around so that it perfectly covers it. It's amazing. Life hack. But anyway, everybody was losing their minds that they were serving this with spray cheese. Spray cheese. And I'm like, I never called it spray cheese.
It's called squirt cheese.
No, that's not what I call it either.
Oh.
I'm just like, by brand, right? Cheese Whiz.
Well, I don't
use that Cheese Whiz?
No.
Is that a brand?
Cheese Whiz is a brand, but I don't think it's a brand. Cheese Whiz is in the can, and you take a spoon and eat it.
Oh.
That way, squirt cheese is like...
that sounds amazing.
It is...
there it is. Cheese Whiz. Easy cheese.
Easy cheese. There you go.
Okay, I misremembered. Because Cheese Whiz is just the first thing that popped in my cheese, mind. And I don't think I ever had Cheese Whiz.
Unfortunately, cheese should be in quotes. But whatever, it tastes fine.
It's C-H-E-E-Z.
Yeah.
Although easy cheese is spelled correctly.
Yeah.
And it even says cheddar.
Ish.
So ish.
Cheddar-ish.
There's also, let's see, what other spray cheese. Cheese Wow. Never heard of that one.
Never heard that one either.
I don't know what brand they had. Spray cheese. The look up spray cheese in a can. I'm like, well, where else would you have it? There's Cheese Wow. Oh, that's for dog treats. That dog treats, Cheese Wow and Easy Cheese. So those must be the two leading brands. Cheese Wow. I mean, Easy Cheese has a knockoff. That's what Cheese Wow is.
I know Aldi has a brand too, and I don't know what it's called.
Easy Cheese is literally a knockoff of cheese.
Yeah.
And Easy Cheese has a knockoff.
Right.
That's about as far away from cheese as you can
get. That is right. That is far. That's like being, pulling back to find some of your ancestors from 400 years ago.
Right?
Like, you're technically related, but.
There's also High Top and Great Value spray cheese. That sounds
good. I'm sure it's all the same. For somebody to say, oh, I don't like the Great Value, it's all the same garbage.
It's just different branding.
Yeah.
You're right. Same poodle, same puddle.
I mean,
same.
It's all the same. All the same stuff.
So that made me laugh, though, because I saw they were just like aghast.
Right. Like shocked. Like, come on. Where do you live in a hole that you don't know that exists? Give me a break.
Snooty, snoot, snoots. All right. So that's all I brought to the table
there
today.
I did see something this morning about, we mentioned dog treats, that there, and I don't remember the name of the city, but it's the first ever that they could find anyway of a restaurant just for dogs. You take your dogs in and it's all fresh food. You can order lunch for them, snacks for them, and they make it right in front of you and serve it to your dogs.
Do you know where it's at?
Nope. I saw it on, it was like on
Omaha,
ABC Overnight News. I don't remember
Omaha Dog Bar, but that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
I think there's some Dog 42 that's in
and it looks
Ralston?
Food looked fantastic. Like I would think.
Like good food.
Like it looked like real, like good food. It looked like a fantastic buffet that I would go to. Like wouldn't bet. Well, I guess if I eat squirt cheese.
Throw this at you too. That farmer's dog, I started feeding some of that, mixing it in with Jack's food. Mm-hmm. And it's done really well because he sometimes gets itchy skin. Like,
whatever.
He's sensitive. But anyway, it is human grade. Farmer's dog is.
Oh, really? So you could pull off of it with him?
Technically could. It's human grade.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Isn't that strange? There's some pretty good sized chunks of chicken in there.
I mean, I think it should be human grade. Like, animals shouldn't be getting food that could have glass in it, could have whatever.
Which is the whole point of feeding this.
Yeah. So it's sad when you talk about animals are like your family members.
Yeah.
They are. And then you're like, oh, but the food is human grade and it's really good. It's like, well, that shouldn't be shocking.
That's the thing. And there was one of the carnivore doctors that I follow, Dr. Baker is his name, talking about food and you know, good foods, bad foods. But people know fast food inherently is not health food.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
And the majority of kibble is made the same way.
Okay.
It's really not made with good ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll feed that to your dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, oh my God, you shouldn't eat those French fries.
Yeah, right.
But right. Jack and Ted get a little bit of that mixed in.
Well,
that's kind of good.
Lucky dogs,
lucky
man.
Dogs, lucky dogs. Love. So there you go. Kind of covering the bases this morning. I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to throw in here?
No,
did you watch any Meghan and Harry?
Yes, we watched. And actually, that's what we did for our anniversary yesterday.
Oh, good God.
We went all day. We went to, we went, we made it Stokes for lunch and had a great enchiladas. We're awesome. And then we just kind of ran around with the Costco, of course, bought some pants.
And we anniversary
went to,
pants.
We even went to, oh man, I needed, I couldn't wait to get home, get back. And we wore matching onesies all day, which was amazing.
Are there pictures?
There aren't. There are pictures from a long time ago when we first got them. We had pictures of us together.
How can you be in them all day and you didn't take pictures?
Well, I don't know. I even mentioned that to her the other night that we should take pictures, but we'll take them. We'll have them on through the holiday season. Oh my God. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
And we, what did we do? We sat home, ate, and we totally trashed it up and got Sonic for dinner. It's like, whatever. And then we watched
Sonic. I was craving a Sonic cheeseburger the other day.
Hey, we just got popcorn chicken and some Mozzies. then we watched 3 episodes of Meghan and Harry. And I really liked it. I understand. I took it with a grain of salt. I know that everything is like, there are things that it's dramatized. It's their words. It's this. They talk to friends. It was just interesting to
see.
What
did you like about it?
Well, I liked the content. It was good. But the production was awesome. It was very cinematic. The music was fantastic.
They're not going to win. If they win Academy Awards for cinematography, I swear to God.
I mean.
I was pleasantly surprised. I don't know after the other 3 episodes come out today.
Yeah.
And so we'll watch those probably tonight. And I'll let you know tomorrow what the scenes that they're talking about where video was used that didn't represent this certain thing or whatever. There were some instances of not necessarily that specifically that I saw in the first 3 episodes, but I could see where it was video that was used to represent a situation and wasn't meant. But that those could be coming down the road. But in the first 3 episodes, video and pictures that were used to represent a situation, not necessarily that she was there at that time. You know what I mean? But we'll see how the next we're getting right to the wedding. Like the first 3 were the lead up, the history, the family, this, and then the next 3 will be the wedding, and then after.
What did you think about her meeting Grandma? Did you find it to be as unbelievable the way it was described that it went down?
Okay, so. No. After I watched it, I didn't think it was as unbelievable because the way she said it was that they were doing something else and they were going to eat lunch, whatever, at the Royal Arby's or whatever. Royal Lodge. And as they were going in, H got a call saying that grandmother is here and that they were pulling through the gates to go there. So there wasn't much lead up.
So you believe there was no other conversation about his grandma, the freaking queen that you may meet someday. There was no other conversation about that prior to that.
I don't know. I do kind of believe it because they weren't like sitting at home hanging. They were out running around doing stuff. And as they were going to lunch, they
any time prior to going to the Royal Lodge in their lives.
Oh, I don't know.
In their dating lives that he never said, yeah, well, when the time comes to meet the queen, yeah, it's going to be a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever curtsied for somebody before? I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah.
It's got to come up in conversation.
You would think. That'd be one of the first things I would ask.
Wouldn't you lead with that?
You would think.
Do you curtsy for any of your family members? That's break the ice.
You would think. What I thought was kind of cool is that they had, I didn't know the story about how they were discovered as a couple, like how they were found out, because they were dating for 6 months before they even were found out. And because nobody really over there knew who she was, you know, so there was no reason. So for her to go over there and see him made more sense, obviously, than him to come see her. Yeah. So she would go there all the time. It was a tabloid, I don't remember which one, found out, and they got tipped that the next day they're running the story that he's dating Meghan Markle.
Oh.
So they said, well, okay, so this is going to be our last night without craziness. Yeah. So let's go tear it up. So they did. And they had a lot of pictures and video from that night of them out with friends and just kind of tearing up. And I thought that was really cool. It kind of humanized them a little bit.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's through their lens, but it was neat. Those little stories like that were what I thought was cool.
I honestly don't dislike him. I just feel like he's been, I don't know. Some will say he's been saved. I feel like he's been led astray. But
yeah,
I just hate to see when, you know, the way that everything has been just torn apart.
Yeah.
And a lot of open wounds and they're tossing bombs from America across the pond.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just that kind of stuff. It just seems like, and of course it's going to get covered.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
He's Diana's son. I mean, for no other reason, if even you hate all the other royals.
He's Diana's son.
He's Diana's son.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. But I enjoyed it more than I thought. And I after the whole series is over and I've consumed it all, I'll have a full report probably
tomorrow.
You are
consistently our Bravo guy.
Yes, I am.
So
leave it to me.
Leave it to you.
Yep.
There you go. All right. So I think we fixed up a few things and we'll get the final synopsis tomorrow.
Yeah.
On the Meghan and Harry.
Yep. I'll probably have my report and my grade.
Can't wait. I'll get more on Teen Wolf.
Okay. Yeah. That's basically our brand. Thanks to Centris, as always.
Yeah, I know it.
As always, talking to Sophia last night, she spent way too much on Christmas presents for people and how we're going to sit down after the holidays and say, that's fine. It's your money if you want to do it, but we got to plan out throughout the year. Put however much you want to spend, a little bit in savings every month, and it'll help you.
Centris Federal Credit Union has the invitation out. They've got the sign over the door. You're welcome to come in anytime if you want to talk to any of their experts, whether you have an account there or not, and you're just kind of wondering what they've got, what exactly is on the menu over here, what y'all talking about. But they've got accounts, they've got certificates, they've got different combinations of such to help you put a little bit extra away, whether it's a big plan that you've got down the road, and it might be a major vacation or family event, or you just want to find a way to have something tucked away for Christmas next year. Everything federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe our podcast. Share with your friends.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Hood at Media Production.